Welcome to the Organized 365 podcast. My name is Lisa Woodruff, and I'm a professional organizer and blogger in Cincinnati, Ohio. I want to help you get your home organized and help you organize life stages and unexpected events. So sit back, relax, and let's get organized. Welcome to episode 58. All right, today we're going to be talking about back-to-school checklists. I have both a back-to-school checklist for my kids, which are in middle school and high school, and this works as well for grade school. And then I also have a checklist for your home office, things that are going to be on sale now that you might want to take a look around and see if you need to replenish these things in your home. All right, so let's talk about the back-to-school checklist. The reason that I made this checklist a couple of years ago, well, was one, because I was going to be on TV. So I had to go on TV, and we were talking about the things that we needed for a back-to-school checklist. That was what I was supposed to do my TV segment on. And the more I thought about it, the more I kept adding to this back-to-school checklist. Like, it wasn't your school supply checklist. It was your back-to-school checklist. And at this time, my children were in grade school and middle school. And one of the things I was realizing was there was so much more to do to get ready to go back to school than I ever remembered before. And I think this was for a couple of reasons. Number one, when my kids were in preschool, kindergarten, grade school, I was not working full time. I was probably working full time hours, but their school was much closer to home than it is now. Their schools are both half an hour away from home and in opposite directions. So I'm literally in the car like 5 hours a day. It's insane. When they were little, I was in the car like maybe an hour or two a day, even when they were in grade school. They used to be in the same school. They're not in the same school now. And I was not working as much as I am now. Like, I'm in my 40s now and I'm growing a career. And back then I was doing much more jobs that could be done here and there and not jobs that took me away from home, like professionally organizing someone's house for the entire day. I'm gone for the entire day. My schedule was much more flexible then. Also, when they were younger, I was in control a lot more of the things that went on for them. Like, I bought the clothes, I bought even the school supplies, and now my kids have much more opinion about what they want as far as their school supplies and their clothes. And the final thing is, my kids have a lot of medical needs and medical conditions, and as they got older in school, I stopped taking them out of school for doctor's appointments and putting all of those doctor's appointments for the summer. So if you have to see a psychologist and a psychiatrist and an eye doctor and a regular doctor and a dentist, right there is 5 appointments. And then there was an orthodontist, and then there was, you know, lots and lots of appointments, and some of those needed to be seen more than one time. So I was pushing a lot of the doctor's appointments to the summer as well, and I came up with this really big long list of things that I do in the summer. And my back-to-school checklist, I print it out in June, and I start tackling it hot and heavy here in the beginning of July, so that hopefully almost everything is checked off the list by the first week in August. Now, here in Cincinnati, Ohio, a lot of the public schools are going back to school the second and third week in August. It's much earlier this year, and I think Florida has always gone back to school that early. Those are the only 2 states I know about. Sorry for the rest of you. But our kids' schools actually start later. My kids start on the 21st and 25th. But I like to have everything done by the first week in August. That way, if there are a couple things that still need to be done the last couple weeks before school starts, that's okay. And that a lot of this list is already checked off. The other thing I'll say before I start going through the list is that some of these things, like doctor's appointments, I just called, and I'm recording this before you'll hear it. So I'm recording this a couple of weeks early, but I had to call at the beginning of June to get an August appointment with our pediatrician. Like, these well-check appointments, you can't like book them the day of. You have to kind of plan in advance. All right, so let's talk about what is on this back-to-school checklist. So first of all, the obvious one is school supplies. And every school is going to be different in how they do school supplies, but you need to get that school supply list printed out and go ahead and check everything off the list. Here is a tip. I keep saying I'm going to do it this way, and I hope I am going to do it this way this year, but I'm not sure. My kids are older now. I'm going to try to order my stuff on Amazon. It's just so much easier than going into the stores. But my daughter had to have a 1-inch yellow binder. And my son had to have it too for math. Like, I don't know why math is yellow, but at their school, math is yellow and you need a 1-inch yellow binder. Every year I failed at this. Like, I would get a white binder and I put yellow paper in it, or I'd put a yellow sticker on it. Or last year I finally found a yellow binder, but it was such a flimsy little thing. It was horrible, but I sent her to school with it. And then I was at Staples the other day, and I kid you not, they have they have yellow binders. How did no one ever tell me you can get a yellow binder at Staples? So if you need a really weird colored binder and you're not finding it in the Walmart aisle like I wasn't, go to Staples. There's your free tip of the day. All right, so we have school supplies. Then equally as much time for me is spent on school paperwork as school supplies. So there's so much paperwork, isn't there? Like, I'm like, you had these kids last year. You can't keep any of this stuff. So all the school paperwork needs to be filled out. We go to the beach the last week in July, so I try to take it with me and fill it out while I'm down there. But there's a lot of paperwork that needs to be filled out. Both of my kids have glasses, which means they have to have eye doctor appointments. Ooh, did I put that in the list of all the doctors we went to? I told you, a lot of doctors. So they have to have an eye doctor appointment. We do that in the summer to see if their prescription has changed at all, and it always has. And then we get new eyeglasses. And it takes 2 weeks for these glasses to be made, so I need to do this by the beginning of August if we're going to have them for the first day of school. So their glasses, they have to have the eye doctor appointment. Then they have to go pick out their glasses, and then we have to go back 2 weeks later and have their glasses fitted. So that's three separate appointments because our eye doctor is not where our glasses person is. Then you need to do the yearly physical and update any vaccinations if you do that. And then if your kids have prescriptions, you have to get those updated for school. So my son has an asthma inhaler, and he hasn't used it for like 4 years. But of course, the year that I don't renew the asthma prescription will be the year he needs it. So not only do I need to remember to get a new prescription and fill it at that yearly physical, but then I need to have that paperwork signed by the doctor to send back to the school. And then I also have on the list there to replenish the at-home over-the-counter medicines. So this is a good time of year when nobody is sick and you're already at the store spending a fortune anyway, to go ahead and stock up on your favorite pain reliever, fever reducer, you know, cough suppressant, allergy medicine that your kids like, cough drops, all of those things. Right now, I think we have like nothing at our house right now, so I'll stock up on those. But our children's elementary school allows us to send in over-the-counter medicine for them to have, but has to be new package, has to be, you know, not expired, all of those things, which, okay, you don't want to give your kid expired medicine, but I take Advil until the Advil's gone out of the bottle and I never check the expiration date, so I don't know about you. But schools are very particular about this stuff, so I will go buy new over-the-counter medicines both for home and for school. Then I have on the list new shoes, which used to not be a big deal. But with middle school and teenagers, it's like a whole day long process. And I have a boy and a girl. And you can imagine which one wants to go to 12 stores and which one doesn't want to go to even one store. So new tennis shoes and or new shoes, new clothes. I try to take my kids on different days to get new clothes. And one child's at a school that needs a uniform. So that's really easy. I just go online and I buy that now. But the first year, which was last year, we had to go try on all the khaki pants and make sure that those were going to fit before I could go online and bulk order whatever size we needed. Backpack is next on the list, and I try to get my kids to get 2 years out of their backpack. I know my son is not going to need a new backpack this year, but I think my daughter is on her third year of hers, so it's time for her to get a new backpack this year. And then lunch boxes. Last year I bought a lot of 31 lunch boxes, so I think we have like 7 lunch boxes, so we do not need to buy lunch boxes this year, and our son is at a school that has hot lunch, so he doesn't need one. So I don't need to do that this year, but up until this year, every year that's been a big one to buy lunch boxes because our kids' elementary school does not have a hot lunch program. Now, middle school and high school kids, we need a gym bag and we need deodorant. So this is really fun. What I do is I take my kids to Walgreens just because it's a smaller store, and we did this last year and we're going to do it again this year. And we go in and they have every single kind of deodorant imaginable, right? And so open them up and smell them all. Like I have my kids smell them, pick which one they want. They could do the same with their hair and beauty products. I know it costs more to buy it at Walgreens, but it's so nice to be able to park close, take your kids in, have them pick out their shampoo and their deodorant and everything, know what kind it is. And then I try to get a better deal on it when I buy it the second time. So that's my next one on my list is kids' toiletries. Now that my kids are teenagers, we go and we pick out whatever they want and see if they want new scents and things like that and really stock the bathroom because I encourage showering, as should you. Then next on the list is a haircut. Again, my daughter's hair, I need to get her hair cut. It's been almost a year since I've had it professionally cut. And I cut my son's hair myself, but it's on the list to do the haircut. And making a morning checklist. You know, summer has a way of snagging our kids' brains away, and they just cannot remember, nor can I, what we used to do in the morning. And this year, we're going to have a puppy. So I've already realized I need to get up even earlier so I can factor Hunter into the mix of the crazy morning, who's going to go where and who's going to do what. But I need a checklist, at least for the first month, so that I don't forget something like both the kids have medicine and, you know, Hunter has to go out and one kid needs a lunch and another kid needs to make sure their iPad is charged and one needs to have a name badge every day or you get a demerit. And so there are all these things that are really hard to remember. So I have checklists for the kids, which they promptly ignore. And then I have a checklist, not only for me, but also for the things that I want to say, hey, do you have your iPad? Do you have your medicine? Do you have your badge? So that as they walk out the door, they're as successful as possible. And along with this being successful in the morning is the next button. Now, I've mentioned before, my kids have learning disabilities. So one of the things that I do, and my son said was hugely helpful last year, and we will do it again, and I'll do it with my daughter when she goes to high school, is we download the school schedule, as everybody would, and figure out where all the classes are in the building. And then we actually went up to school every single day and we walked his schedule. So we walked in the front door like he would walk in the front door. We went down to where his locker was and he had to open the locker. And then we closed the locker. And then we went to classroom 1, classroom 2, classroom 3, back to the locker, classroom 4, lunch, back to the locker, classroom 5, classroom 6, classroom 7, classroom 8. And I put this schedule on a note card. So I had on the note card the room number for each class in one color. And then in regular black, it would say what that class was. And then every time he would go back to the locker, like we figured out when the locker would be, that was little red asterisks. So he knew to have with him whatever he needed for however many classes before he got back to the locker, which eventually just ended up being the iPad because apparently they don't take any books anymore in school. But it was really, really helpful for us to do that motor memory of walking class 1, class 2, class 3, locker, class 4, lunch, locker, class 5, class 6, locker, class 7, class 8. Just walking that over and over again. When we went up to school, we would usually walk it 3 times, and I think we went to school 4 times. He had so much more confidence the first day of school. It really, really helped him know where different things were going to be in a new building. And even though it's not a new building this year, we will go up and do it multiple times just to get rid of that anxiety and have that confidence. Next for me is to set up the bus or the carpool. So in our area, if my kids went to the public school, there is no more bus for high schoolers because that was cut out in the levy and it's never coming back. But they both go to private schools, so one has a carpool and one has a private bus, and we have to pay for and get everything set up with the private bus and the carpool that'll go from the bus stop and back. And then the other one is actually driving my son to high school, which I'll be doing all myself this year. And on that note, I have to hire a babysitter, actually. I hire a babysitter / tutor on Monday and Wednesdays to get my daughter from the bus so that I can pick up my son from school. So you got to think through all those logistical things, especially if you're working outside of the home. And then the last thing on the list is to fill the car with snacks. So, you know, in the summertime, you're able to just graze and eat at will, as my waistline will attest. I'm constantly eating. And when you get back in the car to drive for all these school things in the fall, number one, you forget how hungry you're going to be, how long the days are going to be, and how long you're going to be in the car. And when you pick kids up from school, they are ravishingly hungry, and you need to throw like pretzels at them. So I stock my car with some snacks, especially for September. All right, let's talk about the back-to-school checklist for your home office. This is a great time to get new pens and pencils and highlighters on sale. So as you're getting things for your kids and they're doing their school checklist, then pick up a pack of pencils for yourself, pens, and highlighters. Also, at Christmas time, you know, the winter break and spring break, those are 2 times when I replenish my kids' school supplies. So if you see a ridiculously good deal on your kids' favorite kind of pencils, then buy enough that you can give them to them over winter break and spring break as well. Take a look at your staplers. Have your kids confiscated your staplers and you don't have staplers anymore? Or are your kids old enough that maybe they need their own office supplies in their bedroom? I remember one year, it was back to school time, and I got my kids a tape dispenser and a stapler and paper clips, and all of Joey's are orange and all of Abby's are pink. And then that way, when we find them anywhere, we know whose are whose. But maybe it's time to start buying those things for your kids' bedrooms as well. And a Scotch tape dispenser and the Scotch tape, I think this is the cheapest time of year that you'll be able to replenish those supplies. And Scotch tape is so expensive, it's crazy. So take a look at that. I love flare pens right now, and I used to love Sharpies. So Sharpies are on this checklist because I would always buy myself a nice rainbow pack of Sharpies every year at the back to school time. But now I'm buying flare pens. So I'll always buy myself some new pens when I buy the kids new pens. Post-it notes are another thing I can never have enough of, along with legal pads, notebooks, or filler paper. So if your kids are going to be doing homework at home and they need filler paper at home and at school, remember to get some for at home. But I love legal pads, so I'll buy myself a fresh new stack of legal pads in the fall. I also have a thing for binders, so I put new binders on the list. And the only binders that I have now that I've transitioned all of mine over are the Avery, they're not called Deluxe, but they're the One Touch, the Avery One Touch. And they have like a black tab at the bottom, which opens it up. Heavy duty. Avery Heavy Duty One Touch. Those are the ones I love. If you could find those on sale, it is worth it to start switching your binders over to those if you don't want to do them all at once. I also have on the list file folders and whiteout and calculators. So my kids both need these special heavy-duty calculators for school. And if there's a really good deal on them, you might want to get an extra one because invariably one of my kids always loses their calculator or breaks or whatever during the school year. And then it's almost impossible to find the calculator, let alone a good deal on a calculator. The other thing you might want to look at are your flash drives and your memory cards that go into your computer to transfer information. Now that we have Dropbox and Google Drive, that's not as big as it was in the past, but I know that at the end of the year, my kids need flash drives to take all of their saved computer work off to bring home, and so that's a good time to buy those. And also think about an adult lunchbox and ice packs. So often in the morning when I'm packing the kids' lunches, or even if they have hot lunch, I am packing my lunch because I will be leaving, working the entire day, and then picking them up at the end of the day. And I'm working on an organizing job, and I don't stop for lunch. So I'll have like a yogurt and a power bar and a sandwich in there, and I will eat right before I start the job. I'll eat a power bar while I'm there, and I'll usually eat my lunch on the way home when I'm driving to pick someone up from wherever, whichever school I'm picking them up on. And I will leave the house at 7 a.m. with the kids or 6:30, and I won't get home until 5. And so all of the eating that I do will be out of that lunchbox in the car. And then the last thing is postage stamps. Now's a good time to go to the post office and stock up on the postage stamps you need. I usually buy a lot at back to school time. I buy a lot at the holidays in the winter. And then I usually don't need to buy stamps very often during the year other than those two times. And that keeps us pretty well stocked. So I hope that helps you get organized with your back to school and stocking the house. Have a great July.